Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about an hour away from the Cowboys' welcome to Camp Presser. We will leave for California right after that, and then we'll be doing our shows the rest of the week in Oxnard. But right now, we're going to do a little bit more baseball. The Rangers sit at 50-50 for the regular season. I guess 50 and 50. And they just won the series against the Tigers. So my question for y'all, or my request, following that series against the Tigers, give us a bold Rangers prediction for the rest of the regular season. And your reward for that? No, not you guys, but everybody else listening, is at some point in this hour, we will do a giveaway for a pair of pit tickets to go see Treaty Oak Revival next month.
Really?
You guys are just doing your jobs.
Dude, they have an awesome mosh pit, I'm told.
Yeah?
I don't know. Sounds like a country band to me, so I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Thank you,
Corey. They have great music, though. I like it.
Really?
Oh. I was joking about the mosh pit, Kevin. Okay. Bold prediction. You want a positive or negative one?
I am indifferent.
Josh Young doesn't come back this year.
Ooh. Okay.
Which breaks our hearts.
It's true.
Because we love Josh Young. We've said that all the time. Like, we have since day one. He has struggled this year.
Literally almost since day one that we did the first ever like major interview with him at spring training, and he was late for the interview, but he came like almost running in and he goes, "Sorry, guys, just sometimes you're out there on the field and you just get carried away and lose track of time." And I was like, "Oh my God, hope this guy's here forever." I will tell you one more positive real quick. Did you know on Friday and Saturday he hit home runs in back-to-back minor league games?
Really?
Yeah, he did.
All right, then he's back. My bold prediction's already been debunked.
This is still in the minor leagues. That doesn't debunk anything.
He's back, baby. That's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
He's found it.
Alec, do you think we misheard in what his prediction
was? I was just trying to be bold.
Josh Young will be back with a vengeance in the major leagues before you know it.
Well, you know, somebody once told me and told these airwaves that fortune favors the bold. So I think Corey just got a little fortune there.
I mean, he is still hitting 227 with a 670 OPS in the minors.
That's because what happened when he got there. He was in a bad funk.
Okay.
Now he's funked out. Mm-hmm. If you will, or out of the funk, if you will. That's the way I should have said it.
Josh Young is 27.
He's got plenty of time.
He does.
Unlike Will Levis.
Okay. It's just weird when you think about a young player, and like in my mind, he's still like, I don't know, 24, and he's 27.
Yeah.
All right. That is a bold prediction. That's a roller.
It immediately changed.
It's a bit of a roller coaster prediction as well.
You're welcome.
I kind of like it. From the 682, bold prediction. Rangers will finish with 92 wins this season.
Holy cow.
You know what I like about that? Right before that bold prediction, the Rangers will win more than 90 games this season. 92 is more than 90, so that could fit.
So they're at 100 games right now.
Correct.
So they finish 92. That means they're going to win 42 more games.
Yep. We'll go 42 and 20 out of down the
stretch. The next 62.
I mean, look, like that's a hell of a run, and I think the thing we all... Let me try that again.
That would be amazing.
The thing I fall into the trap of is I think about the start to the 23 season when you were 40 and 20.
Yeah.
And you can you can see how it can get done. But that would be an incredible stretch to finish on. From the 469, bold prediction, Wyatt Langford gets sent to AAA at some point this season. Whoa! That is a bold prediction.
He spent most of the season there.
But then again, I wouldn't have thought that Josh Young would have gotten sent to the minor leagues. So
true.
That's from the 214. If the Rangers can play 2-1 baseball the rest of the way, they will make the playoffs. And that is a thing that we've talked about quite a bit. Now, once you have a 4-game series, that really throws the equation into a wreck. But if you just do nothing but win series all the rest of the way, you're going to make the playoffs.
And then split those series.
Yeah.
The 4-game series. How many of those they got left?
Or go 3-1.
I'm going to go look it up real quick, Kevin.
Okay. Really surprised at your negative attitude there. Feels like usually you'd be a guy who'd say like 3-1.
But I mean, so splitting is a negative? Sounds like a push to me.
Okay.
But it does mean a win, so you're right. That is negative.
Alec.
Two negatives equal a positive.
Stop it.
Right.
Alec, I know usually I go to you next. Do you mind if I give my bold prediction next?
I'm intrigued.
Kevin, I'm going to need to interrupt you here.
Is this for the number of 4-game series they have left?
2.
Oh. At some point, you had 4 fingers up.
Did I?
Yeah.
I may have been counting games. But yeah, it's Kansas City and Seattle. That's it for the rest of the run here.
If you go 2-2 in those then and win the rest of the series, you're making the playoffs.
Nope, that one's still 3.
Oh my God.
I'll keep studying.
And there's going to be no way to escape you for the next week.
Yeah, you can go to your room.
You think.
There have been times you had to be right next to me in a room.
That's a good point. All right, Alec, my bold prediction. The time has arrived. I know he said at the beginning of the season in spring training they hadn't talked about it with him yet. John Gray has completed his final rehab start because they know they don't need to build him up as much as they normally would.
If you build him.
For a starting pitcher because they know the time has come for John Gray to close out these games for the Texas Rangers. Everybody keeps talking about, you need to trade for a closer. That's great. With what money or assets do you want to get that done? Yeah, you do. And his name, JG, John Gray.
Jason Garrett.
No, it's John Gray. It is time for John Gray to try to close out some games, and let's see what this thing looks like.
Okay, I got a question regarding that. Do you trust him? We don't know how he responds in a closed situation, like whenever things have gone bad.
Yeah.
And so you say try. I appreciate the word try in that because we don't have a clue yet, but you're willing to go ahead and put that on him and say you're the closer.
And here's one of the reasons why. I mean, I'm sure all professional athletes are hard on themselves for a variety of reasons. I think John Gray really gives himself a tough time.
He does. That's true.
And so when you're the starter, you're just going to sit there and it's going to be another 5, maybe you got an off day, 6 days before you can go back out there. One of the things about the closer, and I know some people would see this as a negative, I like the idea that if something went wrong for John Gray, he can get right back out there the next day and he can be like, I'm going to fix it. That might be a strategy that kind of goes against what some people would think you would want in your closer.
I see that, yeah.
But I'm intrigued by that, and I really want to see him give the shot. Because here's the thing. Like, we talk about Jason Robertson, and he just signed. He's going to get paid like $5 or $6 million the rest of the way. The Rangers would not have been able to afford that. So I think, Jason Robertson.
Yep.
I say that if you pick somebody up, it's probably going to be somebody who's like more underwhelming than people are expecting, unless you're willing to deal off some of your other assets, which it feels like people are not. So how about if you dealt off nothing and you went out and picked up John Gray or used John Gray as your closer and then use the money you do have to go get another leverage reliever that's not necessarily a closer?
Yeah, It also has seemed like that conversation's been had multiple times between Maddux and Boach and CY.
Right.
So like that's another thing, is this isn't something where they're just like, well, we'll see. This is something they've discussed at length for some time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what makes the whole situation more difficult, Alec, is there's so many variables at the moment because Josh Spores is
and
he's in the midst of his rehab, and Boach said, hey, we would still have to like an appearance or two where he goes out there, pitches, sits down, and then goes back out there. And so that's something that it's just going to take like at least a little bit more time for that. Now Nathan Eovaldi, is he going to miss two starts? So like you do see kind of question marks at both starting and reliever.
It is interesting though how they seem fond of the idea of John Gray coming in for an inning and then going out and starting a couple days later.
Which, that could be like your de facto, I guess, kind of side work.
He's our whatever guy. Yeah. You know, he's ready whenever he's ready. We'll have him out there. Maybe so.
All right. Alec, do you have a bold prediction for us about the Texas Rangers?
Seeing some of these you already discussed, ESPN updated their trade deadline predictions and most likely players to be traded. So this is a bit of a combo for you guys. One, I don't think Adolis Garcia gets traded.
Okay.
And two, because of the conversation surrounding his name, he returns to 2023 form throughout the rest of the regular season. And I say that because one, I feel like that's pretty bold to say.
Yeah.
Two, we all know he's a pretty emotional guy when it comes to the baseball field, when it comes to his teammates, when it comes to everything surrounding him in the world of baseball. He's just really invested. He hears a lot of things. He pays attention to a lot of things. And I think that's going to get to him in a positive way. I think he sees those conversations about, well, you know, the Rangers could get off that money right now and maybe a change of scenery helps. And he says, change of scenery, my butt. I'm going to get out there and I'm just going to tear the cover off the baseball and shut down these conversations as quick as I can. He ends up being a positive for them at the plate the rest of the regular season.
Look, I can think of no better offensive addition than on fire Adolis Garcia. We've talked about what that looks like for this team and what that looks like for the rest of the Major League Baseball, especially the Astros. On fire Adolis Garcia is amazing.
Bobby said this morning that Wyatt Langford's beginning to get frustrating to him. And
I get it.
So on fire Adolis, what about consistent Wyatt Langford?
Sure.
Do you have any consistency with him at the moment?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you know what you're getting from the product, or you're like, man, he just still has so much room to grow?
But okay, so I think those are two different things, because the second one, I definitely agree with that. But for me, the frustrating part about Wyatt Langford has been how fairly consistent and underwhelming that he's been.
He's been a baseball player.
Yeah, once you get past April, when he was just playing phenomenally, you had a disappointing May, a disappointing June, and then, you know, a solid but still unspectacular month of July. And what it's led to you to is him looking a lot like he did last year. And so the reason why I think that's disappointing, and I know I talked about this with Matt Hicks, and he did not necessarily agree with me.
Oh, he hates you.
Is, oh my gosh.
Not really.
He's on track to have more or less similar statistics to last year. Now, I realize he's going to be up in home runs, but probably down in batting average and RBIs. And it's just frustrating because I really thought, and he could still get there if he goes back to what he was in April. But I'm also frustrated with the lack of kind of next step from Wyatt Langford, because I thought he was going to finish the season with like a WAR of 5 and change and an OPS of 800 and all of that.
Do you want him at the plate when it matters? Or you feel like there's
he would not be at the top of my list.
Yeah, and that's what I need from him.
Yeah,
is that whenever it's time, I'm like, oh my god, he is coming to the plate now. Everybody beware, and that's what I'm not there yet, and that's what I'm waiting for to happen. Is whenever I feel like whenever that happens, and that you start fearing him coming up to the plate, you'll start being like, oh, that's the consistency we're looking for. But right now, you're just like, no, we feel like we have an edge on him sometimes.
From the 903, bold prediction, the Rangers will sign Josh Smith to a long-term deal. Ooh. I actually would be pretty.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Fascinated. You know what my question is, right?
Where does he play?
Yeah. Is it a long-term utility player contract? Because, man, I wouldn't agree to that if I was him.
Interesting. Now, look, I agree with this, and this is why so many, I think, Rangers fans are intrigued about getting into the playoffs, outside of the fact that, like, you just want your team to be in the playoffs. The Rangers go, from the 940, Rangers go 38-24 down the stretch for a wild card, and then that sheer fear of facing Evaldi and DeGrom will cause every...
Heck yes!
Yeah, and
I love this idea!
And so, like, 88-74, I definitely think will get you a wild card spot. And then if you go into a series knowing it's Evaldi, DeGrom, or vice versa, and you're probably...
Terrifying.
Like in a 7-game series, you're going to have to face them 4 times.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a day that makes you, that's 2 days right there that just make you go, I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do to beat this guy. That's what you're feeling the whole time. And then the Rangers have already won. It's good. They've scored their one run.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway and we'll do some NFL overreaction or reality, plus our Treaty Oak Revival ticket giveaway and perhaps some wanker of the weekend. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Second and goal. Darnold looking for his fifth touchdown pass of the day. Addison gets his third.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will have a ticket giveaway for the Treaty Oak Revival at some point in this segment. But we're going to start with NFL overreaction or reality. I'm just going off of the numbers. This is not my opinion. Don't get mad at me. In the NFL top 100, Dak Prescott was 79 and Sam Darnold was 72. Overreaction or reality, Sam Darnold is better than Dak Prescott.
I think that's an overreaction. Okay. Although, I think head-to-head, hadn't Sam Darnold beaten him every time? I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't know. They beat him once in New York. I don't know okay. how many times they've played outside of that. But I guess the thing with Sam Darnold is I never thought he was a first-round, like a true first-round pick that high.
Okay.
And so he's never – this is very similar to, I guess, Wyatt Langford for you. He has or Bryce Harper. He hasn't lived up to what he was supposed to be. But yeah. I, at the time, thought, and I guess I got some information from Jared, too, who was went to USC. They were like, hey, look, he had a bad team around him in college, but he also gave up the ball a lot of times. You know, like he was one of those guys. So I think Dak is better than we give him credit for. Not as good as some people think, but better than we give him credit for.
All right, Alec, NFL overreaction or reality, Sam Darnold is better than Dak Prescott.
Can't wait to isolate that. This is an overreaction. I just kind of with Corey, I don't know what about Sam Darnold specifically makes him better. And he had a really good year with a really good offensive team last year and great for him. I don't know how that's going to look in Seattle right now. I'm not saying they're worlds apart, but I do think Dak Prescott has been at least more consistent in his time in the league, which I would give the nod to him just for that alone. Yeah. Obviously, overall success, about the same. They haven't really done anything in their careers, but I think the better pure passer and even at times protector of the football would be Dak. So like Corey said, Darnold loves to give the football away sometimes, but yeah, getting too far into the weeds to it, I think you would think that Dak is a better quarterback here.
Now, this is going to be a nonpartisan discussion. However, it starts with this. President Trump called on the Washington Commanders to immediately change back to their former name. He also had the most amazing giant blocked USA hat on ever. His letters were so big.
You know how I said that I think Dak's hats get taller every year? Trump's hat got taller.
It definitely looked, it looked closer to that Micah hat that he was wearing on the podcast with The Undertaker than a regular hat. Overreaction or reality, you believe Washington will actually go back to its old moniker?
I don't
think so either.
But I also, somebody... Kevin, because old tweets exist, right?
Mm.
Somebody went back and pulled an old Donald Trump tweet that said from like 13, the president should not be considering having the Redskins change their names. There are more important things to do right now. And I was like, well, but like, and I don't understand who's asking for this.
Never.
Who's asking for it right now?
See, I've heard...
Can we not just move on?
I've heard there's some Native American groups that would like that, but again, I don't know how big of proportionately that is to the rest of society.
But who's asking for this to be brought up right now and for it to matter?
Oh, I didn't say it mattered. I want to make that very clear.
I think
politics on both sides is filled with a plethora of distractionary tactics.
That is a very truth. And it's not just politics.
Oh, for sure. Like that's a great point.
Government entities, CIA, FBI, they use these things all the time. Hold on. This is a big story.
Yeah.
Throw 10 other things out there right now so that we can cover this one, you know, or distract from that. I don't think it's going to happen. But if he really does, think about this. Look at what Target's had to do. They're very scared. They were like, we saw what happened to our bottom line whenever that man decides to get his group active. And so what are we going to do if we really want to get this done and they say they're going to keep us from building a stadium?
Yeah.
Can he really do that?
You'd have to have a lot working to make it happen. I guess you could. I don't think it's likely. Alec, what's you?
It's not going to happen. There's too many things that go into the process of changing. Whenever they changed their name the first time, I learned how much really goes into that, where they have to buy out existing merchandise that has the old branding on it and like all of the trademark issues, because people start theorizing and it starts getting leaked about, oh, this name could be in contention. So some rando in Hawaii goes and trademarks that name, you know? So like there's so many different things that go into it. To where, as even just a few years after, they're not going to pivot that quick, and I don't think they're ever going to do it. That might be bold to say, but yeah, there's just too much that goes into it.
Now, I wouldn't have thought I would care so much about this, but the more I read about it, I was really intrigued. So, Justin Herbert has blue eyes, but he got these contacts that make his eyes look red. Now, is it possible in my head I'm envisioning them like being all red, and that's probably not the way it really is? But overreaction or reality, having a quarterback with eyes that are red would make you feel unstoppable. Because Justin Herbert said, when I stepped into the huddle, I think some of the guys were a little surprised, but they were like, oh, we're going to score. And so I like the idea that you're like, oh, hell yeah. Justin Herbert is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
No! You said that. Two things. One, red eyes are as terrifying as frothing at the mouth. Mm. So you want to throw in some
little giants,
some Alka-Seltzers?
Yeah.
Sweet. Good job, Justin Herbert. Secondly, Malcolm Jamal Warner is no longer with us, Kevin.
Oh, Theo?
He's passed away at the age of 54.
That's so young. Did he have a disease or something that... I have to admit, I'm not like up to date on Malcolm Jamal Warner
information. Drowning?
Oh, what no.
TMZ is reporting.
Oh, that's sad.
Man. That's very sad.
I still like, and I know there are so many other episodes and he did other stuff as well, but I always picture him as like a teenager wearing that crazy version of the popular shirt.
And I always picture him in that tank top while his dad's sitting there trying to like go do the Monopoly money thing with him.
Oh yeah.
And eventually he's just like, I'll drive a moped. And he's like, don't forget about gas. And you're like, oh, the realities of life.
And then later on, Malcolm Jamal Warner played Shirley's husband on Community.
It's true.
It is sad.
Red eyes are scary.
Okay. Alec, you said yes.
Yeah, I feel like red eyes in any situation like that would strike fear into anybody. And if they were on my side, I would believe that we could do anything that I would deem impossible otherwise. Yeah. So, yeah, I would want, this needs to be a regular thing. Get rid of visors. Visors are so, what, like 2012? Mm. You know, they used to be so cool. Nobody talks about them anymore. Just have all the players get colored contacts to protect from UV rays and stuff. And then boom. Football players are even more terrifying than they already are.
Now, I know a version of this question usually gets asked. Go
Think
ahead.
About the Bronco real quick, Kevin. Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they just had a Bronco for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had our Bronco with red laser eyes. Remember what happened then? They became unstoppable.
How many people remember that?
Laser eyes.
News report.
We got to go find that audio. It was hilarious.
All right. So we try a variation of this probably every year.
Right.
It hasn't worked yet, but it could.
It will.
NFL overreaction or reality. All four NFC North teams will make the playoffs. Think about it. Three of them had at least 11 wins. They combined, though, just those three combined for 40 wins. And a lot of people think Chicago had the best offseason.
Oh, man. I like this as a fun game. I'm going to say it's still an overreaction, though.
Okay.
There's just too many variables. Like, if you're asking me to take that or the field, I'll take the field.
That makes sense.
Too many variables, but it would be pretty impressive if that was accomplished, because they seem to be some really good teams. Green Bay is always a wild card for me.
Yeah.
I either don't expect them to be as good as they end up being, or I expect them to be better and they don't end up being that. So I never really know how to gauge them, and the health of Jordan Love's obviously a huge factor there.
Alec? Is there a chance that all four teams from the NFC North could make the playoffs, which would, of course, leave no room for any other wild card teams?
Like the Cowboys, NFC, potentially?
Mm. Unless they won the division.
There you go.
I'm with Corey. Like, if I was putting money on this, I would take the field, but it is absolutely possible. So I'd say reality, because that division, I think the coaching changes absolutely made that possible. I do think the player acquisitions that some of those teams made as well. I really just point to Chicago and I say they're the difference maker here, where, you know, you have the coaching change, you have the revamped offensive line, you add some tools to the offense for the quarterback, who is actually, as we joked about last week, going to get told what to do and what not to do with this coaching staff. That's really the wild card team, no pun intended there, for me, where now that, thanks Corey, appreciate that, where I do think that they're going to be the reason that becomes a reality.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Chiefs' streak of 9 straight AFC West titles is coming to an end this year.
Because of Justin Herbert's laser eyes?
Or whoever.
Bo Nix's laser eyes.
Probably not the Raiders, but I guess it did say whoever.
Definitely not the Raiders. Well, you know what? I'm going to give the Raiders some love this year. And okay. They have a coach.
What, is that the end of it?
It's a big factor, dude. For that team, they have a coach that actually has some, like, understanding.
A coach you believe in. Yeah. You made it sound like they just fundamentally had
they hired a guy.
So you're believing.
No, yeah, I'm definitely. I think that this could be the year, Kevin. That all the other teams put it all together.
Huh. Okay.
Around them, and then the Chiefs aren't going to make it. They're going to be in the playoffs, though.
They're just not going to win their division,
right? But they'll be in the playoffs and probably be in the Super Bowl again.
I could see that. Alec, reaction to reality. This is the year that the Chiefs do not win the AFC West.
I actually like that idea where they don't win the division, but they still somehow, because they're so stupidly good, end up in the Super Bowl. That I actually believe that idea more than I believe the idea in and of itself that they just don't win the division. Like that's just the most Chiefs thing ever. But I'll go reality because I've sang the praises of the Broncos. The past few weeks, I really do think that they've got the right idea. And what did they do this offseason? They got better defensively, which I think is going to be key because I don't think the Chiefs necessarily got better offensively this offseason. So I think that's not working in their favor. I think it's working more in the favor of the Broncos. And, you know, the Raiders, I don't think they're going to win that division, but I think they could definitely play a little bit of a party foul there for the Chiefs. So, yeah, I'll say reality.
I'm going to throw at least one more out for you. And Corey, I know this one's going to be tough for you.
All right.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Giants will be the first team to fire their head coach this season.
They've kind of been waiting for that, right?
It feels like
they've just been kind of, I think the Colts could definitely be one of those two.
Think the Dolphins?
Dolphins, I think because of the things that happened this offseason, the voices that were saying, hey, we were joking. We lied about actually being, you know, I think that could definitely be a factor there. But I do feel it's an interesting place because you asked the question with Jim Nill a lot.
Yeah.
How many coaches do you get to get? And down in Miami, there's a good working relationship between the coach and the GM. And I wonder how strong his voice is in that, or if he's like, man, I got to protect my job. And it's time for you to go. While our offense has been fun, this team, you are not a complete team. You are just a good offense.
Agreed. Alec, overreaction to reality. The Giants will be the first team to fire their head coach this season.
I'll go reality, even though it seems like there's a bit more of understanding there. After this draft, it just seems more positive. It seems like Dable's running around a bit happier. It seems like the GM isn't as uptight as he used to be. It seems like morale is okay, but the circumstances point to me saying it's got to be the early favorite right now. And for me, I think it still is.
Can I ask a follow-up question to this?
Does Zach Taylor get a pass if they don't sign any of their players?
It's not the question.
Okay.
What happens first? Jackson Dart starts? Or Dable gets fired?
I think the first one.
You think Jackson Dart gets his chances, and if it's not going well, they're like, all right, that was it, man. That was your last opportunity.
Yes, because I could see Dable, whether this is true or not.
They have 17 quarterbacks there.
That's true. I could see a scenario in which he's like, well, if you would just let me.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Who's my guy?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right.
All right, here you go.
Use your guy. Let's see what happens.
And it doesn't turn out.
Yeah, yeah, I got exactly. You. Exactly. All right, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and
let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now,
we'll win a pair of pit tickets to go see Treaty Oak Revival on August 15th at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory. That is, of course, courtesy of Live Nation. You can go buy these tickets or you can win them for free right now. 877-881-1053. The content is going to keep flowing because I feel like we should do a little wanker of the weekend. Can you give me cut 13, please, good sir?
And he's competitive and taking the lead in round number 8. And the 10-second clap sounds. And Manny Pacquiao, just like old times, getting the crowd on their feet. Big round for Manny Pacquiao.
Now... This one's a little, has become more complicated. Is the wanker of the weekend just boxing officials in general? Because there were multiple live scorecards, though, just everyone's opinion, that had Pacquiao, winning the fight over Mario Barrios, 116 to 113. So there are some people who think Pacquiao got jobbed. But then Barrios came out and it was ruled a majority draw and said that he got jobbed and he was actually the winner of the fight. Now, if both fighters really, really feel like they won, do you think maybe majority draw was right? Or do you think that boxing officials were the wanker of the weekend because in a sport that often feels corrupted, they didn't go with their money player and give the win to Manny Pacquiao so he could set up another fight? There are some people who thought he might fight Floyd Mayweather again.
What? Why?
I don't. Because people would watch it. Yes, exactly.
Would you watch it?
Probably.
What? I wouldn't.
Look, I didn't say I felt good about it. I just said I'd probably watch it.
Dude, I know we're talking boxing right now. Can I go on a little MMA conversation?
Sure.
My son has gotten into UFC.
Oh.
And my nephew is a big Kevin Holland fan.
Yes.
He did not know that we interviewed Kevin Holland before he became Kevin Holland.
Yep.
And so they were like, oh my gosh, they had all these questions and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, we had to tell him he couldn't talk on radio anymore because he used to cuss so much.
Man, he did cuss.
But he was really nice. Yeah, you know, like, we were always like, he's really fun to be around. But they were watching that fight over the weekend. And I guess our buddy, Max Holloway.
Yes.
Is who I got to cuss on radio and then told him he couldn't. It was hilarious.
That was at the Super Bowl.
He's going to live forever. Yeah. It looks like that dude is like Poirier doesn't get his win in his final one and everything. And that's,
yeah.
But Max Holloway just keeps doing that. But then Kevin Holland, he was just like, they were laughing because evidently he kept trying to knee somebody in the face and he was just so gassed that he couldn't do it. They're talking about his career, though, Kevin, and he sounds to me like the perfect, is it shill? The perfect guy to lose. The perfect fall guy.
Poirier or Holland?
Holland. Because he fights, what, 4 or 5 times a year?
Yes.
And he's just like, I'm just going to try and make as much money as I can. I don't care about my record.
So, I'm really glad that you said that last part. I think it was Yahoo or somewhere else. I saw an article that asked, does Kevin Holland care if he wins or loses as long as he puts on exciting fights?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. He does put on exciting fights, but sometimes strategically, you wonder if maybe that is the way that he should have gone.
The idea is like, can't, if you trained for a big fight, and you like really put in the time to commit to something like that rather than fighting all this much.
Yeah.
Would you be able to have a better record and bigger wins? And he's like, I don't care. I'm going to do this.
See, it's tricky too, because he's also excelled more than I thought he would in the UFC. Yeah. So, I mean, and Dana White loves him.
Yeah.
All right. We are not a court of law.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Unless Prop 3 passes like we all hope it will. I'm just kidding. That's not a real thing.
Okay. I was like, oh my God.
I mean, I'm sure there is a Prop 3, but it's not to make radio shows courts of law.
Prop 3 in California. Let's just see what that is.
All right. So Terry Rozier, we're just going to report on the facts as they stand. I will let you decide whether or not you think he has a good case in front of him.
All right.
On the morning of March 23rd, 2023, a bettor at a sports book in Biloxi, Mississippi placed $13,759 in bets on the unders for Rozier's stats that night in a game between the Hornets and the Pelicans, according to documents obtained by ESPN through an open records request. The professional bettor went on to place 30 different wagers in 46 minutes. I believe at multiple casinos, all on the under for Terry Rozier. He won all 30 bets after Rozier took himself out of the game 10 minutes in, citing a foot injury.
All right. How much did they win then? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that.
All right. First off,
doesn't look good.
What do you need this money for? That's my first question.
Okay.
When he's like, when he answers, I'll be like, see, gotcha, you dummy. I got you. I tricked you. If he's like, I didn't need the money, now I have to ask more questions. All right.
What, do you have a second question in mind? Or
how much money did you win?
Okay.
Why did you bet it at 30 different bets at different locations? Why didn't you just put it all down on one? And he's like, well.
See, and that.
Like, because you put it all down on one because you don't want to go anywhere else. It's like, whatever.
So the highest wager for the professional gambler that really feels like may have been in cahoots with Rozier was $2,700, which I know they're trying to like
the maximum.
See, it
untaxable or untraceable.
Maybe. But if you're making a bet in Mississippi on the under of rebounds for Terry Rozier for $2,700 at 9:30 in the morning, I have questions.
Kevin,
I am suspicious. Yeah, by the way, I said multiple casinos. I apologize. They were all on self-serve betting kiosks.
Okay.
Which allows a few hundred dollars at a time. So the biggest bet he made, he had to go to the window to make because that was probably too much.
See, that's kiosk. Sus. And that means suspect, by the way.
Oh my God.
If you didn't know.
You are, what, at least 30 years too old to be using
that's
that?
Suspect. 20. If you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 different wagers that I guess if you're like, well, I could only bet so much, then you leave and go to the desk or the cage or whatever, wherever you're going to bet it. Yeah, this is very suspect, dude.
So the casino originally refused to pay off the wager, citing rigging and suspicion of inside information. They eventually did pay it out. He made $13,000.
That's it?
That's it.
On $13,000 in bets?
Yeah. $13,000 in profit.
Yeah. No, no, I get it.
So like they were all like even money over-unders, more or less.
So he needed $26,000.
But don't you think the person who made the bets got a cut of it?
Yeah, maybe. It depends. Look, dude, maybe he needed something. Maybe he needed it for a reason.
Okay.
Let's think of a reason.
Oh, no.
He might be sleeping with the fishes if he doesn't get the money.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Fishies. Huh. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a woman that needed some money. I'm going through some scenarios here. Mm-hmm. Like, what would he need 30 grand for?
Mm-hmm.
When you've needed 30 grand, what have you needed it for, Kevin?
Pay off credit card debt.
See? Maybe he had some credit card debt.
And those...
Maybe he needed to hire an assassin.
Those balance transfers were coming due.
Yeah.
Not the assassin.
You don't know?
You're right. I don't know. All right. Are the Pittsburgh Pirates the wankers of the weekend?
What'd they do to Paul Skeens this time?
That is a fair question. So, they got swept by the White Sox, which is not great. But more importantly, it put their all-time franchise record at 10,879 wins and 10,880 losses.
Oh, no!
It is the first time they have been below 500 since August 22nd of 1903.
As a franchise?
Yes. They have been at or above 500 for 122 years. Now, no more.
Dang, that is for a person like you, Kevin.
For sure.
That's definitely breaking your soul.
Oh my God, I'd be so crushed.
Now that you've brought this up, do you know the Rangers' all-time record?
Oh, no, I don't. It's got to be a losing record.
Dang, dude. Why do you have to say it like that?
I mean, look, even when we won a freaking World Series, it's sandwiched around seven losing seasons.
Alec, you're not as negative as Kevin.
You're going to be wrong.
Do you believe the Rangers have an all-time winning record or an all-time losing record?
I don't know if I want to quote Kevin or Corey here. If I want to be Corey, I'll say push. If I want to be Kevin, I'll say what he wants Corey to say. In my heart, they have a winning record.
I like that.
Your heart's
the only place that matters.
Okay, you
home
know what?
Is where the heart
in
is.
In my heart, we're back-to-back defending World Series champions.
I wear my Let's heart go. On my sleeve.
Okay, what's the answer?
4,868
mm-hmm.
wins. 5,352 losses.
Yeah, so, see, hold on, they've lost like 500 more games.
476 winning percentage.
Okay, well, you'd have to go undefeated the rest of this season, the next two seasons, to even get close to drawing it back to 500.
You saying they can't do that?
Yes, I am.
See, everybody? Proof again that Kevin thinks that you can't go 162-0.
I don't understand how I don't think you can achieve the thing that's never even come close to happening in the history of sports makes you a hater.
You don't believe in great things happening.
I do. Just not unbelievable great things.
It could happen.
All right. Are the wankers of the weekend, besides me apparently, people harassing UNC Press?
I have another question.
Oh, God.
Do you believe Jesus will return or a team will go 162-0?
I think Jesus will return before that happens.
Sorry. Sorry, teams. All right, back to your other question.
All right. UNC Press. People keep calling UNC Press and they're like, hey, we're curious if we could set up an interview with Bill Belichick. Maybe they have thoughts about his lady friend or the football team or whatever. And so they keep calling UNC Press again and again. UNC Press is a nonprofit book publisher that is affiliated with the University of North Carolina. They have had to put out multiple videos, including some on TikTok, to tell people that they have nothing to do with the University of North Carolina sports department.
This is where I wish we could on air live call them every day once. Just
sure.
To be like, hey, what are your thoughts on getting us some Bill Belichick this week? Just to see, I would love that bit. To just call them, but we can't because they have to know, you know, so.
Yes.
But I would love to hear them hang up on us and cuss and hang up, you know, whatever it is. But that has to be a beating. That's definitely got to be a beat. That's not us.
It says on their TikTok video, like in the description, the amount of times we get mistaken for the media office is wild. So look, don't reach out to UNC Press unless you're looking to get like a book published.
All right, Kevin. You work at UNC Press. Are you answering the phone and saying hello, or are you just hanging up every time you answer the phone?
Yeah.
You've been answering.
I'm answering the phone. UNC Press, a book corporation. Coming up next, we will hear from the Dallas Cowboys. Their welcome to training camp press conference. Maybe a little C-block, depending on how the time goes. We'll do it next, right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.